Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are heading to Israel to visit the historic Nahalat Binyamin Avenue in central Tel Aviv. The pedestrian boulevard intersects with many busy streets and has become a vital nexus for the city. It's known for eclectic architecture as well as a famous market where local artists ply their wares, and the selection of cuisine is equally diverse. Monocle's Frederick Berners met up with Ruth Sahar, a food writer for the Walla News website, and they started the evening at Vitrina Lily, a casual burger restaurant.
So tell me what we've got in front of us here on the table right now.
Oh yes, actually this is quinoa, lentil, wheat, and mushroom burger, vegetarian burger with homemade pickles, which they pickle only halfway, and it's really nice, and some roasted tomatoes. It has a very special fries, mixed of potatoes and sweet potatoes with lemon zest. It's one of the most famous veggie burgers in Tel Aviv. The vegetarian, vegan community in Tel Aviv is very big, and they love it. During the nights and lunch hours, there are lines around the block here. It's all over the Instagram, this burger.
We're just out on the street now, Nahalat Binyamin, and you were telling me it's quite a representative place.
This street starts in the most neglected area in Tel Aviv, where it's very ugly and quite poor. And it goes through Rothschild Avenue, which is very fancy with all these luxurious buildings. And it ends up in a very down-to-earth family neighborhood. So I think it represents all kinds of residential area in Tel Aviv, from ugly and poor to fancy and rich and in the middle.
I've been walking around Tel Aviv exploring for the last few days, and it seems that I always end up coming back to Nahalat Binyamin. It's like a really central path through the city.
You have to cross it if you go from place to place, and it leads from a very far point in the center to a very far point in the south. And there's some very fancy buildings. You can see it's all renovated, and it's quite beautiful because it's all preserved from Bauhaus buildings and Bauhaus architecture, so it's really nice.
So we've just taken a walk along Nahalat Binyamin. Tell me where we're just arriving now.
We're in the most beautiful part of Nahalat Binyamin. It's a pedestrian street with no cars, or at least supposed to be, and it's very close to Carmel Market. And here in the middle of this little street, there's a very nice ice cream called Arte, and that's where we are.
Let's go and have some ice cream.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to take a medium cone.
So I'm just looking at the selection of flavors here, and we've got some quite exotic recipes like bread and butter, Sicilian cassata, hazelnut, mango, white caramelized chocolate, cinnamon, Marco's cake, which is a special one. It's almost impossible to decide what to have.
Which one?
Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Yes.
Sounds good. What do you think about the Rhubarb Streisand?
We're at Bushwick and we've just got a couple of cocktails served to us. Can you tell me what we have here?
Yes, I think we have chia.
It's called the Rhubarb Streisand, this one.
Right, it's a rhubarb liquor with chia seeds, and it's really smooth and nice, and it has this a little bit of jelly texture because of the chia seeds. And we also have the Nirvana cocktail, which is a Bombay gin with some flowery scent and some green apple juice. And it's very fresh and very sour, and it's really cool.
Why did you decide to come here tonight then?
I think Bushwick represent the new generation of food establishments here in Tel Aviv. It's a cocktail bar, and the cocktail scene in Tel Aviv is getting very big. The past decade, it has become more and more interesting to see how cocktails are getting more and more sophisticated and interesting and playful.
And what about the food menu here?
The food menu here is actually very short, but very interesting. For example, a very special dish that called salted bread pudding with some kale and cheese and some pine nuts. They have also a cheese bruschetta with halloumi cheese, roasted halloumi cheese, which is really nice and very popular here in Israel. It's a very artistic menu, from my opinion.
That was food writer Ruth Zahar with Monocle's Frederick Berners. This has been episode number 140 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.